You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The nonprofit journalism organization Invisible Institute has launched a new tool that allows people to look up the employment history of police officers. The tool comes 2 months after Sangamon County Deputy Sean Grayson killed Sonia Massey in her home in Springfield. Records show Grayson worked at 5 different police departments prior to the shooting and had documented misconduct in at least 2 of those departments. To learn more about the National Police Index, I'm joined by Sam Stecklow. He's an editor and reporter with Invisible Institute. Sam, tell us more about the motivation for creating this new tool.
So this kind of information has been something that Invisible Institute has been interested in since we launched our Civic Police Data Project in Chicago in 2015 and 2016. And that is a database that shows police misconduct, use of force, and other data for the Chicago Police Department. And we knew pretty quickly that obviously police misconduct does not end at city limits. And so we began asking questions about what other data outside of the city of Chicago can we get? Of course, we can get data and records from individual police departments like the Chicago Police Department, but there's also this entity called the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board that is responsible for overseeing the certification of all police officers in Illinois, and they actually track police employment changes and the reported reason for those employment changes, such as an officer resigned, retired, was terminated, going back, you know, a number of years. And so that's data that we began to collect with a lot of reporting and legal and other partners in states across the country. And we were able to launch this tool, the National Police Index, last week with 17 states, including Illinois, with several more planned to launch in the coming weeks and months.
Where does the information provided on the National Police Index come from?
Yeah, so every single state has a police officer standards and training board. They're usually called POSTs. In Illinois, it's the Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, except for one state has some kind of entity like this. And these bodies are responsible for issuing certifications, or sometimes they're called licenses, to police officers. And many states also have the ability to strip these certifications of police officers, but it's usually a very high bar in Illinois. Until the Safety Act passed, it was being convicted of a felony or several specific misdemeanors. And so the data really shows how many officers are able to transfer between departments and transfer after being terminated at departments in many states.
Illinois has had a similar officer lookup tool that allows users to see which departments an officer has worked for. What makes this new tool different?
Yeah, so this new tool that the Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board launched sometime last year allows users to search the name of an officer. And so this is what allowed a lot of reporting, early reporting about Sean Grayson having worked for 6 police departments in just a few years. But it requires knowledge of the name of the officer, and it does not show the reason why an officer left an agency. Our tool allows for filtering and browsing by agency as well as officer, or simply date or the reason for separation. There's all sorts of ways that you can utilize the data. You can download the data. And then the reason for separation is also a very useful point. Now, I'll say it is only as accurate as the department reporting it to the state. And so we recently had reporting with IPM News about Sean Grayson's departure from the Kincaid Police Department, where the police chief reported that it was only related to him not wanting to live within a certain, you know, radius of the village. And we know that around that same time, there was issues with evidence in a criminal case that Grayson had brought in that village. And there's the potential that his departure was not just related to him not living within a certain radius of the village. So it's only as accurate as the departments who are reporting up to the state. But even that question is something that is interesting and worth digging into. But just the caveat that our data comes directly from the state. We don't do anything except some very light cleaning and processing. And so all of the information is simply what the state provides to us and what they receive from police departments.
Sam, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just that we encourage folks to reach out to us with any questions, to access the data themselves, look up their own city, their own town, police officers who they know of, and to let us know if there's other information or other questions that we should be asking.
Sam Steklow is an editor and reporter with Invisible Institute, a nonprofit journalism organization which IPM partners with to report on local policing issues. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.